So, this morning, are you headed for Kandahar? Some of the military families who are in that 30,000 troop surge announced by President Obama this week know who they are at this point. 40 million Americans watched President Obama's speech on Tuesday, and certainly no families watched it more closely than military families. And joining us now are Mary Galletti. Her husband, Russell Galletti, is a first lieutenant with the Ohio National Guard. He's deployed in Hungary, training with NATO forces, and he's going to be deployed to Afghanistan in January. Mary, good morning. Russell, good morning.
Good morning.
And Colonel Bill Buckner is public affairs officer for the 18th Airborne Corps at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. He's been to Iraq twice. Colonel, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, John. Thank you.
So, Mary Galletti, what's a to-do list like for a family who hears, first of all, a speech by the president, and then families are going to be receiving orders? Some may already have received orders. How do you start to put a to-do list together to get everything done before you ship out?
Well, if you're a reserve family, like we are, a National Guard family, you have to think a little differently. Oftentimes, your service member is leaving their regular job and moving on to full-time military, which means health insurance has to change. There's a lot of paperwork to fill out. There's just all kinds of transitions professionally that can be pretty stressful in a family in terms of financial type issues. And quite honestly, there becomes this parade that you have to do. You have to see everybody and spend quality time with them, but often time is pretty short. So that tends to be the biggest challenge emotionally.
And this is all happening right around the holidays. If your husband ships out in January, your holidays are going to be consumed with these kinds of logistics, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty crazy Christmas this year.
How are you going to handle it? Just to give me a sense of how you're going to deal with the logistics.
We're starting to basically make a list of everyone we need to cross paths with. We're calling it our nice list, and trying to figure out how we're going to see everybody, and trying to balance expectations, and hopefully we'll get some time to ourselves, too.
Well, Mary Galletti's husband, Russell, is a first lieutenant with the Ohio National Guard. He'll be deployed to Afghanistan in January. She's on the line from Cleveland. Colonel Bill Buckner, who's joining us from Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Colonel, what are the conversations with family, kids particularly? I mean, kids, as we know, are total news hounds when they know their parents might be shipped out. So they probably listen to the speech and immediately have questions for mom and dad, and particularly if they're officers. How does that work?
I think it's pretty much like what Marriott said earlier in terms of just trying to spend some quality time with your family. I have two kids myself. They've experienced their deployments, and so really it's just about communicating to them, what you're going to do, sort of what the timeline is, and trying to put them at a certain sense of ease. For me personally, I was gone during my daughter's senior year for the most part, and in the first part of her freshman year in college. And so you really miss out on that. And so how do you figure out how do you continue to stay in contact with one another and to communicate? So whether it's through email, webcams, whatever you're doing, you try to put those things in place that you can continue to have those sort of relationships and conversations.
Do you have a metaphor that you use with your kids to explain what it is that you're doing and approaching the sort of issues of danger that are clearly there in the background?
No, not really. I mean, I've been in the Army for 28 years, so they are accustomed to it, the units that I've been assigned to. In fact, I was at Fort Drum, New York, in the 1st Brigade there at Watertown. And so they're used to all the training, all the things we do. And I think we have a pretty good, system in place to make sure people and the families understand, as much as they can about what we're doing. And so we try to do that through our family readiness groups and through just constant interaction with the families.
Mary, I had a friend who is in the Army for a very, very long time, all the way up until about 8 years ago, and he went through his entire Army career and never once got deployed to a place of war and combat. But the soldiers that are serving now are very likely, if not guaranteed, to end up in combat. And I'm wondering, how does it affect your family when you're planning for a deployment, say, to Korea, where they're likely going to be doing routine duties every day, as opposed to a place like the Colonel was just talking about, where you're going to be in danger of being wounded or perhaps killed?
I would feel like the primary strain on the relationship is not necessarily the imminent danger. It's the different schedule and the different lifestyle. I mean, the imminent danger is really hard, don't get me wrong, and certainly really stressful, but being on the other side of the world, having a totally different schedule, expectations being different, being out of the family rhythm, I think is what's really, really stressful on the family, more so than the imminent danger. I think the imminent danger just sort of adds a wish to want to stay away from cable news networks because you just can't
right.
handle seeing what might be without having more information.
Spend more time on TMZ than CNN, I guess.
Back to the Salahis, right?
Yeah, Mary brings up a very good point, too. It's not so much about the danger aspect of it. Is more or less, it's really a lot of the things that have to take place. For example, in my case, and many of the soldiers' cases, we have college-bound or college-age children, where you're going through the FAFSA process, you're going through all of the application process. Well, your spouse ends up having to go through that by herself. And so you try to stay connected to that as much as you can and try to do things in advance to move that along. But those are simple things that take place that suddenly become very complex because you're removed by several thousand miles, the time differences, how do you communicate all of this. And so just something as simple as preparing your child to go to college becomes a little bit more complex than it normally would.
Well, you know, Colonel Bill Buckner there, public affairs officer for the 18th Airborne Corps at Fort Bragg. I've been to Iraq twice. I mean, I hesitate to say here we go again. I mean, in a sense, these deployments have not stopped, but this 30,000 new troops going to Afghanistan reminds us once again of the complexity of military families thinking about these deployments. Mary Galletti, have a great holiday season, won't you?
Thanks. I will. You too.
All right. And I hope you make it to the bottom of your to-do list. Mary Galletti, her husband Russell, is deployed in Hungary and will be shipped out to Afghanistan in January. Coming up, DARPA's Balloons in the Sky. It's our tech segment this week.